Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 22nd chapter, verse number 47.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prithu Maharaj continued, how can such persons who have rendered unlimited service by explaining the path of self-realization in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and whose explanations are given for our enlightenment without complete conviction and Vedic evidence, be repaid except by folded palms containing water for their satisfaction? Such great personalities can be satisfied only by their own activities, which are distributed amongst human society out of their unlimited mercy. Purport. Great personalities of the material world are very eager to render welfare service to human society. But actually no one can render better service than one who distributes the knowledge of spiritual realization in relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All living entities are within the clutches of the illusory energy. Forgetting their real identity, they hover in material existence, transmigrating from one body to another in search of a peaceful life. Since these living entities have very little knowledge of self-realization, they are not getting any relief. Although they are very anxious to attain peace of mind and some substantial happiness, saintly persons like Kumaras, Narada, Prahlad, Janaka, Sukadev Goswami and Kapila Dev, as well as the followers of such authorities as the Vaishnava Acharyas and their servants, can render valuable service to humanity by disseminating knowledge of the relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and living entity. Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Such knowledge is a perfect benediction for humanity. Knowledge of Krishna is such a great gift that it is impossible to repay the benefactor. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj requested the Kumaras to be satisfied by their own benevolent activities in delivering the souls from the clutches of Maya. The king saw that there was no other way to satisfy them for their exalted activities. The word Vinoda Patram can be divided into two words, Vina and Uda Patram, or can be understood as one word, Vinoda Patram, which means joker. A joker's activities simply arouse laughter, and a person who tries to repay the spiritual master or teacher of the transcendental message of Krishna becomes a laughing stock, just like a joker, because it is not possible to repay such a debt. The best friend and the benefactor of all people is one who awakens humanity to its original Krishna consciousness. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshur Anmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Deshatarine. Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Such a beautiful verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Just before I reflect few of my understanding and learnings, I'd like to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. All of you are very dear to the Lord, having taken shelter at His lotus feet. And that's why called Tadiya, which means having taken shelter of the Lord, you become very dear to the Lord. So kindly give me your blessings, empowerment, so I could say something for my own purification, which can help me distribute Srila Prabhupada books in this month of marathon with the right mood, and hopefully something which you can all take away with. So this is a verse from the chapter called Prithu Maharaj's meeting with the Kumaras. Prithu Maharaj was glorifying the Kumaras here, especially in this particular verse, and he was not sure what is the best way to glorify them. And at the end he's saying that, in the translation, I'd like to read the translation one more time. It's such a beautiful verse. Prithu Maharaj continued, how can such persons who have rendered unlimited service by explaining the path of self-realization in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and whose explanations are given for our enlightenment with complete conviction and Vedic evidence be repaid except by folded palms containing water for their satisfaction? Such great personalities can be satisfied only by their own activities, which are distributed amongst human society out of their unlimited mercy. So, only the exalted Vaishnavas, the only way to glorify them is, there isn't a way actually, we can't really glorify them. We can try to attempt to glorify them, but here it is recommended that, like how we worship the Ganges, the best way to worship the Ganges is to take the water of the Ganges and offer it back to the Ganges. That is the best worship. Because there's nothing more purifying than Mother Ganga. And in order to worship her, the best way is to worship her through the Ganga actually. So that's what Prithu Maharaj is recommending here. And Prabhupada begins the purport by highlighting the fact that all living entities are within the clutches of illusionary energy. That this is the state of the world today, that the whole world is currently going through such a miserable condition. And a lot of us think that actually, no, it is a very comfortable position to be in the world right now. But Bhagavatam is telling us completely something different. Right at the outset of the first canto, there is a beautiful verse. Prayenu alpeshu sabhya kale yasmin yuge janaha manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hi upadrita. That it is explained that in this age of Kali, people will be short-lived. Their memory will be dull. They will have... they'll be unlucky, and above all, they'll always be disturbed. I have some practical experiences of this because I work in a healthcare organization. I work in care homes, and I see that actually this verse is true in its entirety, because when I walk around the care homes I work with, all the people who are there are 70 plus 80 year old people, and most of them unfortunately are suffering with either some kind of disease, say dementia or something. And when I observe them closely, you know, my heart, there are two things which comes to my mind and two kind of feelings I get. One feeling is that, of course, I feel very sad seeing the suffering of the people, that even for, like, I know a resident who's in the care home just across the road in Elton House. And this person needs a cord which goes through his mouth in order for him to eat and chew something. Because if he ate something or drank something himself, he will choke to the point that he can even choke on his own saliva. So a rod has been put in, a pipe has been given to him in the mouth so that whatever is being fed, it goes through the pipe and directly to the stomach, avoiding any chance of him choking actually. So that's just one example. Then the other day I was there in the dining room, they were serving the dinner, and this guest has dementia, and then they served him the dinner, and after the dinner we served him and she said, where is my dinner? So she completely forgot that she had one. So we served her again because she was on a weight, this lady was losing a lot of weight. So that's good, if somebody forgets we can feed her. So we did it twice, and again third time she said after eating, where is my food? And then we had to involve the care person. So this is the state of the people, you know, that forget about us remembering the Krishna. They are struggling to actually remember whether they had the food or not. So I was thinking to myself that we are in a very fortunate position here in this beautiful temple of Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, that, you know, among millions of people who reside in United Kingdom, how many people get an opportunity to walk through the door of a temple as beautiful as this? Come and smell the incense which are offered to the Lord. Come and incense the flowers which are offered to the Lord. And come and look at the beautiful lordships actually. If you think of it, you'll be able, well, we can just look at it here this morning, and of course many other devotees who have this privilege and opportunity. But there are many people who are bereft of this. And Krishna says that he gives the intelligence and he gives the ability to forget him and forget everything else. So the sooner and the better we can take to Krishna consciousness, and with full vigor and enthusiasm, the better it is for us. Because if we did it with our full enthusiasm, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will notice us and he'll say that, okay, you've done so much, you're able to trying to chant the names of the Lord, you're thinking of me, and at the time of death, I'll try to remember what all you have done actually. So yeah, it is a very, very difficult situation. The other day I was in a meeting with our managers at the care home, and we were discussing one resident who falls. Every time he gets up, he falls from the bed. He's 85 year old. So they had to put a sensory mat on the floor. So when he gets up, and the moment he steps on the sensory mat, the buzzer rings of the care team, so they're around him. They have to put a shining like a line on a rail so he can hold on to it and doesn't fall and he can see it. So old age is not a pretty thing. I'm starting to see it. I don't know about the realization, but working in the care homes definitely has this benefit that you see death very closely every day when you're in that environment, and you start to think, oh, Krishna Chaitanya, this is going to be a difficult journey. And you start to really think that, you know, let me take shelter. And Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, just one life is enough. Give it to Krishna. Don't try to come here because it's only going to get miserable. So here we see that Prabhupada then talks about in the purport, forgetting the real identity, they who are in material existence, transmigrating from one body to another in the search of a peaceful life. Since these living entities have their little knowledge of self-realization, they are not getting any relief, although they are very anxious to attain the peace of mind and some substantial happiness. So, the people of the world unfortunately do not know the peace formula. The peace formula is Bhoktaram Yagna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suhidam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatva Mam Shantim Rachati. That one who actually sees and understands that Lord Krishna is the supreme controller and the benefactor of all sacrifices. And knowing this, he engages his mind, body and intelligence in serving the Lord. He actually can attain the peace, nobody else. And people think that there are so many other ways to attain the peace. You know, yesterday was a Friday, Black Friday. There was such a chaos in the market. It took me 2.5 hours to get from work coming home here. And people were going crazy, Black Friday magic. So I was thinking, wow, what a wonderful day, Black Friday magic. So it's like, and I was thinking, we also have a Black Friday sale going on, which is starting today all the way to the 24th of December. And this is actually Black Friday in the sense of, you know, Lord Krishna is he's black, you know, his complexion is Shama. So we should really run towards Lord Krishna in this Black Friday magical marathon to try and please him to the best of our ability, actually. So, and this sale, the difference between the sale, the Black Friday sale, is that you go to buy something, you think it's actually 100 pounds cheaper. But I can assure you that it's not, because it's all the trick of these people to try and entice us to buy stuff at this time. And then you take something, you use it, and then bhogatyaga, you like it, you buy it, and then you throw it. Unless, of course, if you use it in Krishna's service, all glory is wonderful, no problem. But most cases, we like to just gratify our senses, buy something, we enjoy it, and then we throw it. Whereas the Black Friday magic sale of Srila Prabhupada's marathon is completely transcendental. You know, our entire Guru Parampara is behind that strategy of that Black Friday sale, and not just, you know, the mundane people who are trying to somehow or other take the money from us. So here, then Prabhupada goes on to glorify the efficacy of this transcendental literature in the purport. And we hear in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, in the first canto, third chapter, the beautiful 11th verse, Tatvag Visargo Janataga Viplavo Yashmin Prati Shlokam Avadavadi Api Namani Anantasya Yaso Namani Anantasya Yaso Ankatani Ya Shrinvanti Gayanti Grananti Sadhva. Such a beautiful verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. I'd like to just read something from this verse. It's so powerful, the message of this verse. Srila Prabhupada talks about, the verse talks about that, you know, there, before this verse, there is a verse which talks about that there are so many literatures in the world which actually do not help us. We try to take to those literatures, but we will never be satisfied. But on the other hand, there is another creation which is made up of transcendental literatures and which is completely above the modes of material nature. And one who actually takes to those transcendental literature, he loses all the taste in any other literature. So this is the beauty that these transcendental literatures are coming from completely different stratosphere, completely different world, spiritual world. They're not of this world. And I was really appreciating that how much, you know, when Srila Prabhupada was giving us the commentaries of various books, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, he was working simultaneously with 12 different commentaries of our acharyas. He was trying to read all those commentaries, and then he gave us a distillation of the juice of all those commentaries together in his divine purpose of these various books, actually. And I was thinking that in this world, the only way to actually overcome the miseries is to take to the transcendental literature and the holy name of the Lord. Because all these literatures are meant to bring us to the one point, well, actually 2 points, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always emphasized. You can repeat after me. Number one was to chant Hare Krishna. I think on the scale of 1 to 10, that was like 3. So number one was to chant Hare Krishna. And second was to teach others. So this is what these literatures are meant to do to us, is to actually bring us to the point of the congregation of chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And secondly, to actually share that with others in the form of transcendental literature, holy name and Krishna Prasad. And if we carry on doing these things, then the material miseries will go away. In fact, in the Bhagavatam, in the 7th chapter, 1st canto, it is explained, Anartho Pashmam Sakshat Bhakti Yogam Adhokshache Lokasya Lokasya janata vidvams chakre satvata samhitam. That the material miseries of a living entity which are superfluous to him can be directly mitigated by the linking process of the devotional service. But the mass of the people do not know this. And for this reason, Srila Vyasadeva has compiled this Vedic literature called Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the secret is given to us that the mass of the people do not know this, but we can actually make it available for the mass of the people if we want to, of this literature. So I just wanted to read something I came across while I was preparing for my class. See if I can find that. Something about in appreciation of Srila Prabhupada books and some places where Prabhupada quote this. So Prabhupada says that specifically one should study the books or those books which increases one's desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what kind of books one should study or read? The books which will increase one's desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the recommendation which has been given here to us. And when the principle, this is from the 11th canto, when the principle of Swadhyayam or the Vedic studies applied to these books such as Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Nectar of Devotion, the sincere reader becomes infused by the ecstatic determination to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's beautiful. And then in the purport, Prabhupada talks that one should not try to read many books to increase his false prestige as a so-called scholar. One should read those books which inspire practical spiritual advancement in knowledge and renunciation, as exemplified by the books of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada wrote in a letter to Shrutadev on 30th of October, it's very beautiful, I like to read, 1976. If you want to stay in Krishna consciousness, you'll have to develop firm faith in Guru and Shastra. Therefore, you must study my books very scrutinizingly, follow the 4 regulative principles very strictly, and chant 16 rounds daily, avoiding the 10 offenses. Don't take this movement as something cheap. So, these are the words of Srila Prabhupada, directly telling us that this is a rare movement we have. It's a rare opportunity we have. It's a rare life of human life we have. And we should try our best to make our life perfect in order to go back to the spiritual world. And in my limited few moments of practicing of Krishna consciousness, I don't know about the realization, but certainly I can feel that having come in touch with Srila Prabhupada's books, and when I read them and try to absorb as much as I can, I always come to the point that how can this be hidden by anybody else? How can we keep it to ourselves? We have to share it with others. And like I was hearing His Grace Gauranga Prabhu was saying that Srila Jiva Goswami, he wrote 5 million verses actually when he was sitting in Vrindavan and trying to give us these literatures. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami to just focus on two things. One was to excavate the places of the temples, and also to write the literatures actually. And it's amazing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a plan, and the plan was that he knew that if the Goswami sat in Vrindavan and wrote these literatures, that a personality will come who will take these literatures to every town and village. And not just after Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, our three legendary book distributors of our parampara were Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, and who was the third one? Shamananda Pandit. So these were the three pioneers of Sankirtan movement as far as the book distribution is concerned actually. Because after what Jiva Goswami and all the Goswamis gave, they all loaded it into a cart and went to Bengal to give it to everybody. And in the process of doing so, we heard the beautiful pastime that all the books were stolen, but later on they were recovered by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were distributed across Bengal, and many devotees converted because of those books actually at that time. And recently I saw this beautiful message, hopefully I'm sure it's true, about Narottam Das Thakur writing actually when the books were distributed, the scores of those books. And then he signs off that letter at the end saying that I'll be constantly in grief and I'll be crying until a personality comes who can help us increase the scores of these books, book distribution. So there in those words, Narottam Das Thakur is actually already predicting His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada and His wonderful army and many other devotees in our line who are going to do this work actually. And similarly, I was contemplating about our Acharya Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who actually wrote more than 100 books giving us Krishna consciousness. I mean, if you start to read the names, the beautiful names of those 100 books, that'll take itself a time, let alone reading Bhaktivinoda Thakur's 100 books actually. And then, my understanding, maybe Govind Prabhu can correct me and others, it took him 11 years to find Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was constantly meditating, where can I find Chaitanya Charitamrita, for 11 years. And after 11 years, he managed to find the copy of the Chaitanya Charitamrita and immediately began giving commentary on it actually. And same was with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that, you know, he took that order from his father, who's Shiksha Guru to the heart, and he wanted to expand the Krishna consciousness movement through Gaudiya Math as much as possible. And then of course our founder Acharya, who directly got this order from his spiritual master Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that why don't you take this Vani of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preach it in the Western world in the English language, you look like a gentleman. That was the first meeting of Srila Prabhupada. And in the second meeting again he said that if you ever get money or Lakshmi, print books. And then in Radhakund, he specifically told Prabhupada about what was happening in the Gaudiya Math temple in Bagh Bazar. He said, if I could sell every stone or every marble of the temple and print books, I'll be very happy actually. And Prabhupada took this to his heart, that this is the way. And I was really thinking about it very, very deeply, that, you know, Srila Prabhupada had such conviction in the words of his spiritual master that I just need to do what my guru has asked me, because the best way to please a devotee or a spiritual master, we may often ask this question, what is the best way to please our spiritual master? The best way to please our spiritual master is to actually ask him, what is it pleases him the most? And the spiritual master will tell us what will please him most. We don't have to go around speculate our mind what I should do in order to please my spiritual master. We can simply ask Srila Prabhupada, his books are there, here from our acharyas, Prabhupada disciples, and they will tell us the best way to serve our Guru Parampara is actually to perfect our life and teach others about Krishna consciousness. And that is what Prabhupada did. And then he worked tirelessly from his years of in Vrindavan, all the way coming to the west, and all these wonderful places he visited across the west. I'm reading these days the part one of Chasing the Rhinos of Shyamasundara Prabhu. I had not had an opportunity to do that, and I have to say what an exhilarating experience it is just to hear about these wonderful pastimes of these devotees and where they were and how Srila Prabhupada got them to the highest standard of Krishna consciousness. And now we have such wonderful examples in the form of Srila Prabhupada disciples actually. And I often try to think that, you know, Prabhupada was so grateful for what his disciples did. And so many times we have heard Prabhupada saying that, you know, like in one time in a lecture, Prabhupada was saying, who knew that I'll come to West? Who knew that you'll all be here? Who knew you'll be helping me in spreading the Krishna consciousness? And then one time Prabhupada was thanking his disciples and he broke down into tears. In ecstasy, Prabhupada was so grateful for his disciples for all the work they did in spreading Krishna consciousness. So if you think of all those things and for a moment just try to reflect that we are no less dear to Prabhupada than Prabhupada's disciple. If we are following Srila Prabhupada's disciples, His Grace, Shishi Radha Gokulanand ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So the formula is very much there, it's available, which we can all feel and experience the magic of Sankirtan movement. We have, I wrote down some of the reasons, like I liked Adam Prabhu, what he said other day, that his spiritual master Kadambakarna Maharaj says that you should have 100 reasons when you try to do something. So I wrote few reasons that why book distribution is important. First and foremost, I like to share that it is a high sadhana in order to actually go out and distribute the books. We learn from Srimad Bhagavatam that it's actually a very high level of worship because it is a worship which is recommended or is a sign of a Madhyam Adhikari. A Kanishta Adhikari is somebody who's only happy with his practice of Krishna consciousness, deity worship, and he's very happy. But a Madhyam Adhikari sees that there is a super soul situated in the hearts of other living entities and he puts them on a Vyasasana and he respects that person. And that's the kind of worship which takes place when you do book distribution actually. So it's a very high level of sadhana first and foremost. Second, it is the best way and a medium for self-purification actually. You know, when we go out, when we try to share Krishna consciousness with others, we knock the people's doors, we meet with people, we get rejections. And when you get rejections, you become humble because you think that actually I'm nobody. I'm not a manager in a healthcare. I'm not a CEO. I'm not a general manager. I'm not a temple president. I'm not a Sankirtan leader. You just think that you don't know anything because that person has made you humble that go away from the door. Of course, one should contemplate and think that, well, okay, if this person has said no, that's fine. We are not here to force Krishna consciousness to others. Prabhupada said that Krishna consciousness is ISV, which stands for it's individual, it's spontaneous, and it's voluntary. These are the three words Prabhupada used actually. So when we knock on the people's doors and people don't take Krishna consciousness, that's fine. But the best thing is to leave everybody with a good impression. That's the main thing. That's the main goal of distributing Srila Prabhupada books. Because Prabhupada said that in the process of distributing, if you upset somebody, then there goes the person and there goes your Krishna consciousness. What have we learned? What kind of humility have we learned? What kind of tolerance have we learned if you're going around upsetting people in the process of distributing the books actually? And there is a quote of Srila Prabhupada. He said that you will disturb that person for the future as well. But whereas if you thank people for their valuable time and say, no problem, have a great evening, have a great Christmas, and hopefully we'll meet you one day soon. That will leave some samskar in that person's heart. And next time when you come in touch with that person, either through the Harinam or Prasadam distribution or book distribution, that person is very likely to take the books. It has happened many, many times actually. Many, many times that people take their heart melts and they take the books. There is a very famous story I recall reading. One time this was in Chicago, one brahmachari was going door to door on book distribution. And one family, he knocked on a door and the husband and wife were having an argument. one of the symptoms of Kali Yuga. It's not very uncommon. So they were having this argument, and then he knocked, and the husband looked at through the door, and he saw this person in a saffron. He said, "What do you want?" He shouted at him. He said, I'm giving books on yoga and meditation. That'll help you overcome stress. Go away from here. I don't need anything." So he said, "Please have a look at the books. I'm just trying to present. I'm from a local temple." And the person got so upset. He had some ashes just lying there in a packet for some. He just threw it at him and get away from here. So it was in a packet. The person picked up the ashes, went to the temple in the evening, and he gave the ashes to the pujari to use it in the cleaning of the utensils. And then they used it. And then a month later, this brahmachari again went into the same vicinity and he knocked on the same door. So this family was there. They came out, husband and wife, and they fell down at this person. And this brahmachari had no idea what was going on, actually. He said, "We are really sorry for how we behaved towards you a month ago when you came. So please forgive us." You can imagine what happened is Krishna actually accepted what they gave and he purified their heart in that process. And they took many books from this devotee, actually. So this is what Krishna consciousness does. It is so magical. It has to have an effect on people's consciousness. It has to have an effect. But Mohan Rupa Prabhu, the temple president of ISKCON Temple in Delhi, I really liked what he said. He said, "We think that we are going and distributing Srila Prabhupada books, but people do not know what's in the books. People have no idea that what kind of amazing literature is this. But what people get mesmerized by or get inspired by is a devotee in how he's coming across and how he's behaving. That's why book distribution is nothing but an outpour of your joy which you're feeling in your heart when you're taking sincerely this mission of Srila Prabhupada and reading his books. And if you're doing that sincerely and with all vigor and enthusiasm, chanting your rounds and reading Srila Prabhupada books daily, then one has to evaluate that if you don't feel the desire to go out and share that with others, that means there is something not right in the process or with ourselves. The process is completely fine. One should seriously think and evaluate that I'm reading Prabhupada books. I'm reading these divine ecstasies of Srila Prabhupada, the purports. I'm chanting my rounds nicely and I'm not getting a desire to share this with others. Then that means something is wrong with us. Then we need to take the shelter of advanced devotees. And my Guru Maharaj says that if you think you are in a room and you are the most advanced, then you are in a wrong room. You need to change the room. So we have to come in the association of the advanced devotees who can give us this taste of practicing bhakti and sharing the bhakti with others. That's one of the most important aspects, actually. So, and then the fourth thing was that by doing this process or taking Krishna consciousness to others, we become an ambassador of goodwill, because that's what our acharyas are. They are ambassador of goodwill. What has been passed on to them is being shared further by them to others, actually. So by sharing Krishna consciousness, we become messengers. We become an ambassador of goodwill. What we have, we are sharing with others. And my next point was that by doing book distribution, you actually begin to appreciate more of Srila Prabhupada books. This is what I have experienced. That when I go out in whenever I can and I distribute the books, and then I see that, you know, so many stories we hear and we see people becoming serious, wanting to read these books. And then you start to think, I better get serious and read more Srila Prabhupada books so I can distribute even more to others. And that day, you know, Adam Prabhu very nicely shared His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj quote that the ultimate objective of book distribution is that so that more devotees can come to Krishna consciousness. And those more devotees can help others to become devotees as well. That's how this movement will go on. Because Prabhupada said that for the next 10,000 years, these books will be the law books for our human society. Without a shadow of doubt. Yesterday we were in Usha Mataji's house in Watford. She took this beautiful library. We started a library program of Srila Prabhupada in Janmasmi. We launched it in Janmasmi, where we've started putting all the books of Srila Prabhupada together with all the lectures and all the audios together. And then we have Radha Gokulananda altar, Panchatattva, Mridanga, Kartal, like a complete library for everyone. And what happened, it's a very nice story actually, I'd like to share. This was 2 months ago when we were sharing the results to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada for our monthly Sankirtan festival, what activities were going on. And in that we shared how many Bhagavatam sets were distributed, how many Chaitanya Charitamrita sets were distributed, and couple of libraries which were distributed. And then this Mataji heard the offering, and then she came to me after the class and she said, Prabhu, I've heard of Bhagavatam, tell me about Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I told her that, you know, it is a biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who she had heard a little bit. She said, okay, give me a set of Bhagavatam and give me a set of Chaitanya Charitamrita, just after hearing the offering actually. So then she had another friend of hers who's been attending some Bhakti Vriksha programs, and she said to her, Prabhu, in Janmasmi, you're showing this library. Since she's taking both the set, why don't you tell her about the library? My mind, it didn't click me. You know, if somebody's asking two set, it would be ideal for her to have the whole library. So she reminded me. So I told her that we have this library. She said, yeah, it sounds good. If you have all the books of Prabhupada, and I don't have a place to keep, if you can give me the bookshelf, very nice. I'll take the whole library. And she paid £600 immediately on the spot and took and reserved a library. And a wonderful devotee, he went over to their house, Dumduman Prabhu. He put the whole bookshelf together, all the books of Prabhupada, the altar yesterday. They had a new house, they just moved in. And we did a nice aarti of the Bhagavatam, shared something from Srila Prabhupada's books. And it was a very joyful occasion. Now imagine in that home, she has Srila Prabhupada directly living there. Because Prabhupada said, if you want to know me, read my books. And she's got everything now. And His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj, he wrote a beautiful A4 page called Recommended Order of Reading Srila Prabhupada's books actually. So now we give that to the people who wants to have the entire library. And they get everything they need, which is available for them. And they get to, yeah, they have Srila Prabhupada in their home and they can begin reading Srila Prabhupada books. So many things are taking place now by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. The Krishna consciousness movement is growing. And the only thing we have at our hand is actually to just take part and become an instrument. And if we do that, then it's to our credit actually. Mahaprabhu will notice it. You know, my Guru Maharaj says that if you take this burden of love and put it on your head that you want to share Krishna consciousness with others, that is a big responsibility you're taking. But in the process of doing so, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will guarantee notice you. 100% will notice you. Because he's Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's situated in our heart already. And he's seeing that it is 2 degrees. It's 30th of November 2019. And this devotee is packing his books, putting it in the back, putting the lollipop prasadam, putting everything, whatever he has, and he's going to knock some doors of the people. Don't you think Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not notice you? 100% they're going to notice you. There's no doubt about it. They're going to be right behind you, standing, looking at you, that I love this devotee. He's taking all the risk for my sake to go and preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Mahaprabhu said, by my agya, you become a guru. He's already telling us. And this marathon, rise above and go beyond, is all about becoming a guru. Becoming a pad-padakshak guru. Showing people the path to Krishna consciousness. That is the beauty of expanding Krishna consciousness in the form of Srila Prabhupada books. So we have many projects. One of our projects is called Door to Door. So you can go out and distribute books on door to door. We have a WhatsApp group. If you like to get involved, see me. I'll add you to the WhatsApp group. And then every day we have devotees going out in different areas on book distribution with the children, with the elders, wherever, whoever you are, you can join in. And you get all the information on how to do this. And then we have devotees like Vrindavan Chand Prabhu. Very wonderful devotee. He'll be giving the class tomorrow. He's doing a beautiful project called the Go Matsya Project, which is to do with the distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. So we have a table every weekend. Hopefully every evening we're going to have a table. So if you can't go out, you want to help in the temple, again see myself or Vrindavan Chand Prabhu and I'll direct you in that direction and you can help where you are and you can distribute some sets of Prabhupada books actually. We are also organizing a parenting seminar on 14th of December in Avanti School, in how to raise children through the process of Srimad Bhagavatam, through the culture of Bhagavatam. senior devotees like Kartik Chandra Prabhu, Vrindavan Chandra Prabhu, Suchi Rani Mataji, Shriji Mataji, they'll be giving a seminar on this. And we are advertising this in schools and many other places. So if you know of the places, we have some flyers. Please, I'll give it to you. Please spread the message. People can get to hear about Srimad Bhagavatam and how wonderfully they can also raise their children with the example of Bhagavatam. We have a project called Supermarket, where we are distributing books in supermarkets. We have at least already 10 supermarkets booked for the month of December, where we have tables with a beautiful tablecloth, books on yoga and meditation. You can just come, and people will come to you in that case. If you're worried about approaching people in that atmosphere, people will come and ask you. Actually, I'll share a little. We have till 8:45, right, on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. I'll share a story. One time, this was in our family business book, beautiful story. My Guru Maharaj did a seminar on book distribution, and he wanted to take all the devotees out. And there was one devotee, he would sit in all seminars of book distribution, but he said, I will not go out to distribute the books. I'm happy to hear the katha and hear how glorious a book distribution is. So the temple president told my Guru Maharaj, see if he can come out. So Maharaj said, you just come out. You don't distribute the books. You just come out with us. And this brahmachari said, okay, I'll come out, but I'm not touching the books. I'm not distributing. I said, fine, no problem. And then they had beautiful Harinam, which is always the best thing, Harinam and book distribution together. And the devotees had a table and they were distributing these books. And then another brahmachari said, just keep the book with you and read it if you want to. Just have it. He said, no, I'm not distributing it. Okay, I'll have the books. He went and sat in the corner on the other side, very far from the table and Harinam. And then he sat there, and a 65-year-old lady came and sat next to him and asked him, oh, you're a monk? Yeah, I'm a monk at this place and I live there. What is this in your hands? She said, he said, these are books, Srila Prabhupada's books. What are the books about? They help you overcome stress. This is what I heard in a seminar. They're a very nice book. I read them. They're wonderful. Can I have a look? That's what the lady said. Yeah, you can have a look. And she said, these are beautiful. Can I have them? He said, yeah, if you want to have them, you can have them. How much do I need to pay? Well, I don't know. These guys are distributing. I'm not. Well, let me pay you $40. Is that okay? He jumped. He stood up. He took the $40. He ran to the table and he picked up whole lots of books and he was ready to give out the books to everybody from there on. And he never stopped after that. This is what happens when you surround yourself with the devotees who are always in the mood of expanding Krishna consciousness movement. You know, we have His Grace Vishwambar Prabhu who's here. He comes every day for the Bhagavatam class, goes out every day of 365 days of the year, most days, unless he's not really well, but gives out the books to Luton, many other places, and many other places, takes the devotees, taken me out, showed me how to distribute Srila Prabhupada books. And I read a letter yesterday. Prabhupada said that he wanted every student of his to learn the great art of distributing Srila Prabhupada books. And you know why he said that? Because if you once learn the great art of distributing books, you will not stop. You cannot stop but to distribute Prabhupada books, actually. It's a magic only a Sankirtan devotee can experience it. And all of you have experienced it because you all distributed Srila Prabhupada books. So please join us. So that was Supermarkets. Hari Kirtan Prabhu and Chandrika Mataji are leading this project for us and tirelessly working in packing the books, engaging all congregation in packing prasadam and making arrangements. Then we have Diptesh Prabhu and Mansi Mataji. Mansi Mataji is here. Last year Diptesh Prabhu went out on shop to shop with his children and many other children and distributed so many books in the shops across Harrow, Queensbury, Kingsbury. So this year again Diptesh Prabhu will be going out on shop to shop so you can distribute some books in the shops. And make the people who are trying to sell something, let's sell something to them. And the best thing to them is the Srila Prabhupada books. Then we have Sacred Street Party who are going into every town. Believe it or not, they've got 25 to 30 devotees going into Harrow Town Center today. Going to devour the entire Harrow Town Center. It's a big list of devotees today. Their first day of the marathon, it's cold, they're out there going to be distributing books. So that Sacred Street Party, Amit Prabhu is helping us this marathon to try and lead that project. Wonderful devotee, doing many other services, videoing devotees for Sankirtan and things like that. Then we have a sponsorship project called Gita Wisdom. I have some flyers here. If you know some contacts, you can share some flyers and people can sponsor some books. It's called Wisdom Sponsorship Program. So please take a flyer from me. give it to a friend, a neighbor, a family. There are three different packages they can choose from the book. Beautiful flyer. It's called, they've got Mindful Spark, Inner Engineer, Spiritual Ambassador. They can choose what package works for them. And we'll place the books in prisons, hospitals, care homes, and all these places actually. So that's wisdom sponsorship. And then we have a project called Gita Project, which has been headed by Gita Dasi Mataji. And here Nitin Prabhu at the Manor is helping us with that. Again, from our congregation, he places the books. We just get the sponsorship and he'll arrange the placement. We don't have to worry. But if you feel it's really cold and you can't go out, you can make some phone calls to the prisons and care homes, introduce Prabhupada books and ask them how, if they like books. At least we can do that much as well. And then we'll place the books in all these places for you. And then we have Kids Sankirtan, which is my wife, Vrindarika Ramaya. She takes children out. We have a little sangha we've been doing for over a year now with the children. And the parents come together. And once a month, we go out with the children to distribute Prabhupada books. And for me, that is the future of ISKCON. The reason I say that, because I remember an experience. My daughter was 5 last year when she was going on marathon. For the first time, she distributed her book. And I said to her, she's been hearing me presenting it and other devotees. I said, why don't you try? And she tried. She opened the door. 5-year-old girl with a pack of 3 books in the hand. This wonderful lady from Africa opened the door. And my daughter said, my name is Sachi. I am from the yoga center in Watford. We are giving these books which will show you how to get free from stress. And then she said, okay, tell me about the books. So my daughter said, this is about nice vegetarian recipes. And then she turned the book. She said, this book will tell you about your death, which was beyond birth and death. And the lady said, what? She got a bit scared. And then she said, and your birth. She said, okay. And then she took the book, gave the donation. People are charmed by the innocence of the children. So many children are going out on book distribution. Last year in Marathon, we had 150 children going out on book distribution. I mean, in ISKCON of Silicon Valley, where there's a beautiful community, every month they have at least, every month, not Marathon, 150 children going out on book distribution with their parents. Now the children have Sankirtan leaders within themselves. They have created a website. And they do Ishtagoshti. When the children get rejection, all the children come together in a park with sandwiches which their parents have prepared and they discuss. Prabhu, tell me, how was it to feel rejected when people didn't take your books? Imagine how, and all these children, by the way, they know Ishopanishad, Nectar of Instruction, all the verses by their heart. And they're distributing Chaitanya Charitamrita sets to people on door to door. Chaitanya Charitamrita sets on door to door. So just imagine the bright future of ISKCON, which is going to blow everybody away, actually. So please fan the spark as you see people's children. Please spend time with them, because it's very important that, you know, they learn this great art of distributing books. If in order for our movement to grow, you know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj and all the wonderful disciples of Prabhupada, they so much emphasized on this activity of book distribution. You know, and we have such great support here in the temple. We have Radhakant Prabhu, who is sitting here. You know, every month he's given us his bhakti center. That you come, you sit here, you chant Bhagavad Gita, you go out and distribute Bhagavad Gita, and you come and eat. He cooks prasadam. Moksha Lakshmi Mataji, she makes prasadam for all the devotees. Such amazing devotees are there making things available for us. And even after that, if we don't go out and distribute Prabhupada's books, then that's not fair on us, actually. That's all I can say, you know. So please get involved on the 7th of December, which is the day of the Gita Jayanti. We have a whole day festival at Bhakti Center. So there is a flyer which will go up. We're going to meet at 10 o'clock in the morning and we're going to recite Bhagavad Gita for 3 hours. We'll try and do just the English or Sanskrit verses. And then 1 o'clock there'll be Ekadashi Prasadam. And then from 2 to 5, we're going to distribute the Bhagavad Gitas that day, because it's Gita Jayanti. We're going to focus on the Bhagavad Gita that day. So if you're free, come along to experience the magic. And then we'll have another monthly Sankirtan festival with His Grace Vishwambar Prabhu, which we are just putting a date together, which will be at the end of the marathon, the last weekend as well, actually. So please take part. I'd like to end here. Thank you very much for what you all doing in expanding this movement of Srila Prabhupada in whatever way you can. But please come and help us in distributing Srila Prabhupada books. And let's take it to every town and village as much as possible. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comments, questions? We have 5 minutes.